This podcast was recorded at the 2009 CUPE National Convention.
Okay, sisters and brothers, here in Montreal in February, we had our first ever National Women's Bargaining Conference. That was a decision made at our last convention. And I want to introduce to you a young woman that attended to that conference. Often in CUPE, we try and encourage artists who in various ways, either with their songs or their art, depict workers' rights and social values. CUPE's been an avid supporter of labor artists, and whenever possible, we want to offer some exposure to these artists so they may earn a decent wage and continue their work. All of us benefit from their talent and the message of workers' rights and human rights, and also enjoying their music and their art. Kyra Shaughnessy is a young poet and songwriter. Her love for the written word started around the age of 3, and she has only grown since. She first stepped onto a stage to perform in 2002, where she found herself competing with peer poets who had been performing longer than she had been alive. Kyra was introduced to CUPE at our National Women's Bargaining Conference when she was invited to sit in and listen to our deliberations, and taking from what she heard, she wrote 2 poems. She's here today to share one of these poems, one that most certainly touches women's issues, but goes even beyond and speaks of poverty and the impacts of globalization. Her poetry evolves through different emotions. It is first charged with anger, then energy, then hope, then action. Her words are empowering, restorative, and inspire confidence that we can create real and lasting change. Please join me in welcoming Kyra Shaughnessy.
Hello, it's a great honor to be here today. Je tiens à remercier Gisèle depuis qu'il m'a invité.
I'd like to thank Gisèle who invited me to come. C'est un grand plaisir.
Women of the world, come together. The change is coming on. Women of the world, come together. Add your voice to the chorus, millions strong. It's been a long time coming. It's been so long. It's been so long. It's been a long time coming, sisters. For far too long, we have navigated these waters as aliens, strangers to each other in the stranglehold of shame and uncertainty. Weaving our ways as best we can, heads down to keep from being hit unexpectedly by the whips that kept our mothers and grandmothers silenced. Counting our doubts of self as well-founded, allowing the legacies of our ancestors' belief in separation to accumulate. Shoulders slumped by the weight, shoulders slumped by the weight of expectations. Expectations exploiting an innate sense of caring and responsibility. Caring and responsibility confused with weakness, along with a we can take it attitude. The toughness of mother's skins rubbing our own into protective shells. Our capacities for survival are endless. And a man's word keeps telling us it's a man's world just to keep us subservient. Better take what you can get. Toughen up, girls. Buckle down, girls. Tighten that belt. Stiffen that lip. Head up. Eyes down. Smile plastered on just in case. But justice can't wait any longer. And I see freedom songs on the lips of every person in this room. And justice is about us just refusing to believe that things mean what they say they do. It's about creating a new language, one we all understand, and demanding to be spoken to in ways that engage with the reality that patriarchy is a dysfunctional pattern established by past participants in a world that I do not agree with on principle. The reality that globalization isn't saving anyone. In fact, it's been the cause of countless catastrophes, the loss of thousands of lives, languages, and liberties, lands debased and raped in the name of profit for everyone. That is, profit for everyone who belongs to the right club and owns the right car and speaks the right language, was born into the right family, has the right skin color, the right gender, the right connections. Justice can't wait any longer. So we are breaking through the caucuses of Caucasian male causes accustomed to being heard and held dear by the old boys' networks who negotiate agreed-upon glass ceilings from behind closed doors. Justice is about us just choosing change over business as usual. Justice is about equality. It's about prevention and elimination of poverty as primary goals. For our children and our children's children from whom we inherit the earth. Justice is about our children and our children's children being able to live their lives whole and with dignity. For our children and our children's children, for whom we struggle every day to be worthy of bringing them into this world. And when I wake every night, it's with a prayer that my generation might see balance established, that we might see a healing of these dualities that maintain this illusion of separateness. And no, we are not willing to wait any longer. There is a place for us at this table. There is a place for us at this table. And you see now, this is about hunger. It's about a yearning for this justice rooted in a knowledge that another world is possible. Another world is probable. Another world is even in the process of becoming. Manifest in the eyes of every mother reminded of her intrinsic worth. Every person around the globe learning to work for the whole and to do so from a place of love. Releasing fear-based paradigms to be replaced by true empowerment, the kind that comes from connections and the strength of collective intentions focused on a way forward founded on grounds that were once familiar, like respect and the recognition that none of us is free, none of us is free. None of us is free if one of us is chained. None of us is free. And to embrace the living worth of all beings, we need transformational and systemic change. And that's why the temperature is rising. The climate of our Mother Earth, a reflection of the times, ripe for catalyst. Our convictions only adding to this shift. Reminding us that growth is not infinite. Reminding us that life cycles cannot be avoided. Reminding us that we need to stand up. We need to speak out. We need to find strength in loving. Our arms intertwined being the only arms we need to let these freedom songs echo from our lips into the chambers of every heart as we sing. People of the world come together, the change is coming on. People of the world come together, add your voice to the chorus million strong. It's been a long time coming, it's been so long, it's been so long. It's been a long time coming, but this change is coming on.
Sisters and Brothers Kyra Shaughnessy. Thank you, Kyra, and thank you, delegates.
This podcast was recorded at the 2009 CUPE National Convention.